The reason why he's giving you extra money is because since you waited not to get your wages till a month later, so since you let him hold on to your money for that month, that's the way it looks, like he's giving you extra money now. So that would be ribbis. So therefore the eitzer is that the shomer should do work now on the field. Therefore, if he's still working, so the zman to get paid is first later. So when he pays him later, for yehi shosa, azulet kamozla gabaychu. The reason why they're giving you higher wages, because now they want to give you better pay, but not because of ribbis. Omru le rabbonin l'rova, the rabbonin said to Rova, ko'achli ma ribbis. You should know, you Rova, you're taking ribbis. Why? To kul yalam of the whole world, shak liyabo. When they have an oris, when they have a workman, like come down to their field, to take over the field, they make up with them that they have to pay for the work four bushels back to the owner. But every owner gets rid of his oris by Nisan time. Nisan, that's the time the oris, the workman, leaves your field. Mar but Rovo, not to luad ir. He kept his worker on the field until ir, a month later. Vishakol shisa. And he also took back six bushels from the workman for the schar. So the chur, why did he take back six? Because it looks like ribbis. In other words, really, he was supposed to pay it back to you by Nisan time. But since you waited, you let him keep on hold on to it until year, so therefore he's paying you back more now. Score, it looks like ribbis. Says, so Rav, you're taking ribbis. Oh, Malu, he said, Rav said back to him, no. Oson ko'av disan shleikadin. You're doing wrong, not me. Because are you the field, li'oris mishtabed, the field now, since you like hired, rented it out to this workman, and he's working on the field, it's like mishubet him. The yoris has the right to work on the field until the produce is fully grown. So, Iyasun Misakisulu bin Isan, the way you people do, that you take him off an Isan, Masidisulihu, you ruin it for the workmen, the Kama, because the food is not, the produce is not fully grown by Nisan. So the fact you throw him out by Nisan, you're doing something wrong. Ah, no, but me, Netarna Luadir, I wait until Ir, Omar Vachna Lu, and I let him gain a lot, the Kama. In other words, since the produce is not fully grown until ear, so I let my workman stay on the field until ear, and he works and does a good job there. So he's allowed to, and that's what meshubet him. Therefore, when he pays me back later, it's not pateras ribis, it's pateras, that's how much rent he's supposed to pay. Sadi Rabba, Rav was doing the right thing, they were doing the wrong thing. Mar says now, Rav Mori Baruchel, Mashkin Lehu Nochri Besa. Rav Mori by Rochel, Rashi says, Baram Rochel really means Rochel was the daughter of Shmuel that was captured by the Goyim, and Mekitza, the daughter, lived with the Goy, and then the Goy became a Jew. So the Mekitza, they call Rav Mori the son of Rochel, the son of his mother, not like the father, because he was a Ger. Now the case was, Mashkin Layu Nochri Besa. Now Rav Mori by Rochel lent money to a Goy, and the Goy gave his house back to Rav Mori for a Mashkin. So Rav Mori was holding on to the house of Teresa Mashkin, that if the guy would not pay up, he would take the house. What happened was, Hoda Zavna LaRova. Later this guy sold his house to Rava. And Rava didn't realize it was a Mashkin to Rav Mori, so Rava bought it. Now, not that Teresa Yarchi. Rav Mori waited a year, waited 12 months. Teresa Yarchi Shosa, Shoka Laga Besa, then he took the rent of the house, and Namtelela Rava. Then he brought it over to Rava. In other words, really, Rava is the new owner of this house. Because the guy sold the house to Rava. So really, Rav Mori, that's using the house of Teresa Mashkin, has to pay rent. Like he's in the house right now. So really, he has to pay rent to Rava. So the first year, he didn't pay rent. But after the first year went by, then he took the rent for the next year and gave it to Rava. Omalei, and he said like this, Haida layamti lamar agabei sad hidna, the reason why I didn't pay you rent for this past year, because the stam mashkanta shoka, a regular mashkin is for 1 year. So the goy gave me his house for a mashkin for the pledge, because I lent him money. If so, I don't have to pay your rent, because iboyi nochra lesalki, but have him motzi mesalikli. If the goy would want to get rid of me, even if he'd want to pay up the money and get rid of me, he can't. Like we had the gemara before, stam mashkin is for 1 year. So for 1 year for sure, Rav Mori has the right to be in the house. And the guy has no right to sell it to Rava. If so, the first year's rent, Rav Mori has the right to keep. But Hashta, after the year's up, now the guy has the right to sell it. If so, Lishko Mar Agabos Agabesa. Now Rav Mori is telling Rava, you go ahead and take the rent. Listen, the house is yours. The guy sold it to you. Since so, take the rent. Omalais, Rebbe said back, listen, if I would have known that this field is a mashkin for you, the Grey gave it to you, the rest of mashkin, I wouldn't have bought it. If so, hashtu now, I'll do like the Grey Shakots. I'll do like the halachas. That means, kol emas to loy mesalti b'zuzi, loy shok laga besa. As long as the guy does not pay you up his money, it's like I won't, the mashkin is not taken away from you. If so, I won't take rent, like Rashi says. Ad she'ekef es anoch ve l'shalom, until we force the guy to pay you back the loan, the mashkin is yours, and it's not called ribis. To a rov ol l'mechayiv midi, even though rov is like letting Rav Murray hold on to the rent, but and l'chura the malvin now Rav Murray is getting ribis, but it's not from Rava. I mean, he's not taking money. Rava wasn't the leiva. He's taking it from the guy. From the guy, he's allowed to. That's what happened. So therefore, Rava said, I will not take any rent from you, Rav Murray, until the guy pays you up. In other words, as long as the guy did not pay up the first malva, Rav Murray, so Goyish din is that the house, the mashkin, stays by the malva. So therefore, Rava said, I will not take money from you, rather leave it, but leave it by Rav Murray. Oh, Malay Rava, mi barnash l'ravashi, chazi ma rabbonin, I see the rabbonin, to kachli rabisa. I see the way they lent and take back ribis. Why? The rabbonin gives money to the winery to buy wine in Tishrei. Or mevavchir luhu b'tevis. And they don't pick up the wine until later in Tevis, and later they only give them the good stuff. In other words, they used to give $100 now in Tishrei. And they would first pick up the wine and only take the good wine later in Tevis. Skuri said that's like ribbis. Rashi says, Now, if they would have taken the wine back in Tishrei when they paid for it, maybe the wine would become sour. Now that the first humans come back later in Tevis when the wine is fermented already, they're only giving him good wine. Why? A kurkos or ribbis. Like, since you let me hold on to the money all this time, therefore I'll give you back good wine. So, it's like you're taking ribbis now. So, how could you do it? Or Malay, Ravashi answered back, Omalei, inu name yachamra ki yoivino. When they first gave the money, $100, when they first gave the money in Tishrei, what did they give the money for? They gave the money for wine, not for vinegar. Achala leke yoivi. They did not give the money for vinegar. If so, mikoro dechamra chamra, dechala chala. Aishasa hu demavavchere. Really, the fact like this, when you gave the money for the wine in Tishrei, the wine wasn't completely done yet. But I call upon him, if that wine is going to end up to be vinegar, it's like right now something wrong in the wine. It's just we can't tell what's going to be vinegar until later on in Teves. But right now when he gave the money in Tishrei, for what did he give the money for? For wine. And right now really it's noticeable which one is going to ferment well and which one's going to turn into vinegar. Just we can't tell yet. Later in Tevis, we see which barrel came out to be good wine and which barrel came out to be vinegar. So the reason why we give you later the good wine is not because of ribis, but just because that's what you bought. You only bought the good stuff, not the bad stuff. Yes. Yeah. So that's not called ribis. Ravina have yoyev zuze levnei akra tishanvoso v'shavchi leitfei kufaisa. Ravina would give money to the people in Akra de Shavzosa to buy wine. He'll give them $10. I'm going to have to give them $10 worth of wine. And when they poured him the wine, they poured some extra wine. For Shavchalet Fei Kufaisa, they poured him back a little bit more wine, more than $10 worth. So Shal, is there any Yisra Ribis here or not? So Osla Kaim the Ravashi, Omalei, Mishori, is it Mutter or not? Like, isn't the Pshat that I give the money now, and the reason why I give them a little bit more is because of Ribis? Or Malay said, in. Yes, it's mutter. That they give you a little bit more, it's not really called materas ribis. But it's like, it's a mechila. Rashi learns, you do not make up when you pay $10 to give me back later $11 worth of wine. You do not make that up. But they're on their own das want to give you extra. So therefore, since they did not speak out any ribis, and here it's only, it's a mecher, So therefore, there's no Yisra Ribbit, it's not even Nechzik Ribbit, it's Mutter. We say what they're giving you now is called a Matana B'Yalma, and that's Mutter. If you give somebody $10, give you $10 worth of wine, and later next week he gives you back $11 of wine, that's Mutter. Since you did not tell him to give you more, so what he's giving you more is called a Matana. That's Mutter there, there's no Yisra Ribbit. Omale, he said back, for our